The Defense Department will identify a set of pilot programs in the next month to put more sensitive data into a cloud the military doesn't run. It's one of several initiatives the Pentagon's chief information officer plans to change the way the military uses and manages its network. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller is here with details on where DOD is heading. What did you learn about the pilot programs in the cloud today, Jason?
What we heard today was in the next 20 days, DOD will announce five pilots to see how sensitive data, and it's commonly referred to as level 3 or level 4 in terms of the security of the data, can work in a cloud environment that is actually owned by the public sector. Terry Halverson is the acting DOD Chief Information Officer. He says DOD will start with level 3 data and eventually move into more sensitive data classified at the level 4.
We're probably not going to put a lot of level 3 data into what I would call a standard open cloud. But we will be putting it in semi-private clouds. I could see some of that data going into like government-only clouds that are in the commercial sector, but it's partitioned so that there's only government. Some of that will be private clouds. And we're looking at some interesting opportunities that might even do things like, what if I had a government building that I said, okay, commercial vendor, come in and operate the whole thing. Give me the cost for doing that and comparing that to our cost of internal operation. I think you will see us do some things like that as we move forward, too. The first series of pilots should be announced here probably within the next 20 days. My team has a great incentive to do that. If they get five of them done, and I won't give you the exact timeline, but it could be the 1st of September, I am buying steak dinners. And we decided it would not be at Golden Corral. So they are incentivized to get this done in more than just a steak dinner way. It's another one of those topics we're having daily meetings on.
Now, to be clear, this is not classified data per se. It is sensitive data that traditionally is kept on DOD-only networks. Now, Halverson spoke today at the federal forum sponsored by Brocade. He says the pilots are important because it would give DOD confidence in moving their networks in a new direction that meets the goals of agility, affordability, and, of course, security.
How are these pilots part of a bigger plan, though, to change the way the Pentagon manages the network?
Well, we know that DOD issued a cloud strategy about 2 years ago, but the difference here is the maturity of what they call the Joint Information Environment, or the JIE. Now, Halverson says the concept of the JIE is driving the changes across DOD. Now, remember, the Joint Information Environment is not a contract or a network, but it's really an umbrella term to talk about standards and consolidation and sharing of both network and data across the military. Halverson says DOD is planning a series of discrete objectives around JIE that are definable, affordable, defendable, and, of course, measurable. He says the efforts around the JIE are leading to a series of policy opportunities.
How do we get into a more software-defined network? Another one is implementing what we are calling smart safe code. It's leveraging some of the industry work to put out some acquisition guidelines that says code on anything we're buying software must meet these following standards for both, not just security, but frankly for ease of conversion too. And we're working through what those are. We'll be coming back to industry to ask for more guidance on that, what you see, but we are going to do that. And the last one is to put some harsher standards, in fact, that says if you're going to develop software for us, you must develop it to require the minimum bandwidth possible to operate on. Now, is that a hard and fast rule? Absolutely not. But it's something we want to start getting everybody thinking about because we have to operate in what you could call challenging, low bandwidth environments. And the more we can standardize how we do that, the more effective and efficient we get. Part of that means we need to have software that takes into account that it's going to have to operate in some of those environments.
Now, he says the software that can run on lower bandwidths, whether it's in a harsh environment or right there in the smack of the Pentagon, that's a good thing all around because there's never, as we know, enough bandwidth. And you need more. The more things that go on the network, devices, the more applications, the more bandwidth you need. Now, Halverson didn't offer any timetable when these new policies would be issued, so something to look out for over the next few months and years, maybe. In the end, Halverson says the goal is to reduce the number of DOD networks, understanding that, you know, you're not going to get down to one or even maybe a small number. That may not be realistic even in the long term, but by implementing standards under the JIE, the military services and agencies will be able to share data more easily and have better capabilities across the entire department. And just to that end, one last quick bit of news that came from Mr. Halverson's speech today. He talks about a new benchmarking effort around business data between the Deputy Chief Management Officer and the CIO's office to really understand where money is being spent, what contractors cost, what efforts cost, and then they can use that data as a way to create trust and share information and really continue along the JIE path.
When you get into security, or when you get into networks, especially at the DOD level, security is important, and you have more about security and how Terry Halverson addressed it at federalnewsradio.com, correct, sir?
That is correct, and more tomorrow morning with Tom and Emily on the Federal Drive.
Thank you very much.